Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles were back at work here at the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday as they get set for another AFC matchup, this time with the Buffalo Bills as they come to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. The big story here at the NovaCare Complex was the return of former Eagles running back LeSean McCoy. We heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis as well as players inside the locker room on what it will be like to face the Eagles' all-time leading rusher.
Shady's on top of it right now. He's playing the best you've seen him play. He's peaking right now like he does a lot of times. I think always in November and December you've seen him be at his best.
I know he has a specific skill set that really I think he's the only back in the league with you know what he has. He's obviously probably one of the most elusive runners in the game.
It's definitely going to be emotional. The fans' reactions are going to be emotional. I think Shady was loved here by a lot of people, the fans especially. I think the fans loved him. I don't know. We'll see on Sunday how they ultimately felt.
One thing we do know that he does love to, you know, cut back and, you know, change direction of the field. So I just don't want to end up on nobody's highlight tape.
Last night, the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Washington Redskins on a late field goal. And as a result, the Eagles, Redskins, and Giants are now all tied for first place at 5-7. And while the 5-7 record isn't exactly where the Eagles thought they would be at this point in the season, we heard from players on still being tied for first at this point.
Somebody told me we'd be in first place, I'd have believed them. But, but you know, the means in which we had to get there is obviously something that I don't think anybody predicted.
You can believe anything. You believe what you want to. But that's the main thing you just said, but you got to believe. And I think for this team that everybody's sticking together, man, and believing in each other.
And finally, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Running back Ryan Matthews did return to the practice field today, and afterwards he spoke about how he feels and how he's optimistic to return to the lineup on Sunday.
Speed, you know, it's amazing how the speed can change, you know, and just how fast it is. You know, you take a few days off, a week off, a couple weeks off, you know, and come back, it's fast. So, you know, you just got to get the timing down and just really get your legs back under you and everything.
And that will wrap things up for this edition of the 360 Update. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week for all of the latest Eagles news.